On July 14, 1966, eight Chicago student nurses were attacked and murdered in their townhouse by a man who can only be described as a greaser with a tattoo on his arm that read, "Born to Raise Hell." Each of the young women were tied up with torn bed sheets, and during a several-hour span, the nurses were terrorized and murdered one by one in separate rooms. In our first 15-minute Friday episode, we'll be briefly examining the life and murders of Richard Speck. Hello and welcome back to the 3 a.m. Mystery Club podcast. I'm Brandon, and as I already mentioned, I'll be sharing the story of Richard Speck to Roe and Derek and all of you listening. First, let me explain this new feature. As we promised, after summer, we were going to be getting back to two episodes a week. We came up with the idea of 15-minute Fridays to discuss some cases that don't have a ton of information. Many of those come to us as listener suggestions. But also, I thought it would be a great chance to talk about some larger cases in a condensed format. For those of us who have terrible attention spans, like I love talking about true crime and can do it all day long, but I don't always want to listen to cases that are an hour long or even 30 minutes sometimes. So here we are with our first 15-minute Friday true crime story. There may be times when the cases are a few minutes shorter than 15 minutes, but it's never going to be longer. But if I keep explaining this to you instead of getting to the story of Richard Speck, it might not get finished in 15 minutes. So let's get to it. Richard Speck was one of the most notorious murders in Illinois. But if you live outside the state or have no ties to the Chicago area, there's a chance you've never heard of him. For some reason, his heinous crimes just haven't stuck around. And that's despite his murders being the inspiration for the nurse murders in American Horror Story, and Speck being featured in an episode of Mindhunter on Netflix. Now, don't get me wrong, when the crimes happened in 1966, the nation was gripped by the story. Eight young student nurses all being murdered in the same night is pretty major news. But for some reason over the years, those murders have seemingly been forgotten. You just don't hear Manson, Bundy, Dahmer, Berkowitz, and Speck. But you did definitely hear that in my house growing up. Before I get into the Speck story, let me talk about when I first heard about him. I was a kid and overheard my dad and his brother talking about Richard Speck. See, most of my family lived in and around the Chicago area, including Joliet and Lockport. And between those two towns is the township of Crest Hill, which is home to Stateville Correctional Facility. That's where Richard Speck spent the rest of his life after his conviction. So I had family members who worked in the prison system there, so there were a lot of Speck stories growing up. I wish I could remember some of them, or remember even what that specific conversation was about between my dad and my uncle. But all I remember from that time was they were talking about how Speck was known as Birdman. He apparently kept pet birds that somehow got inside the prison and flew into his cell. I think he made his own like cages and everything. I'm not sure how or what, but now I'm intrigued. So I'm going to definitely look that up some more. And I've made no secret during this podcast that as a kid, I was subjected to many things I probably shouldn't have been. Like overhearing my dad and uncle talk about a mass murderer from the 60s, or like being allowed to order the true crime series from Time Life Books, or watching Friday the 13th Part 2 and Porky's at my 8th birthday party. But hey, if not for my fucked up childhood, I probably wouldn't be telling you this story tonight. Okay, so on with the story. Richard Benjamin Speck was born on December 6, 1941 in Kirkwood, Illinois. Speck was the seventh of eight children. His father, to whom he was deeply attached, died of a heart attack when Richard was only six. 3 years later, his mother remarried and moved the family to Dallas with her new husband. According to multiple sources, the Speck children were frequently abused by their alcoholic stepfather. Speck reportedly started drinking himself at a young age. He wasn't a very good student in school and started getting into a lot of trouble. He was arrested for the first time when he was 13 years old and quit school shortly after. In 1962, at the age of 21, Richard married a 15-year-old girl named Shirley Malone, and the couple had a baby girl soon after. That marriage would later end in divorce. In 1963, after several arrests for petty crimes, Speck was arrested for check fraud and was sentenced to 3 years in prison, but was paroled after 16 months. In 1966, he returned to the small Illinois town where he spent part of his childhood. Shortly after his return, it is believed that he robbed and raped a 65-year-old woman and may have beaten another woman to death. He was questioned in this murder, but soon after fled to Chicago, where he hid out on Skid Row. Richard Speck's crimes were getting worse and worse. And then, on the night of July 14th, 1966, he got drunk and high and broke into a townhouse that was functioning as a dormitory for 9 women who were nursing students. It is believed that Speck broke into the townhouse with the intention of robbing it, but when he entered, he found 3 young women. Speck, equipped with a gun and a knife, forced the 3 nurses into a bedroom where he discovered 3 other women sleeping. He ripped up their bed sheets and tied up the 6 women. Then, around midnight, 3 more nurses, just getting off the evening shift, returned to the townhouse. Speck tied them up as well. He then ransacked the house and decided what he was going to steal, then returned to the bedroom where he began taking each woman into a separate room to strangle and stab them. During these horrifying one-by-one murders, one of the women, Corazon Amareo, managed to maneuver herself under a bed where she hid, hoping he had lost count of his victims. And he had. After he killed the 8th woman, he thought he was done and left the townhouse. Amareo hid under the bed until 6 a.m. when she crawled out onto a second-story ledge and yelled for help. Someone called the police, and when they arrived, she gave them a detailed description of Speck, who was shortly after on the cover of every local newspaper. 2 days later, Speck, tired of hiding, tried to commit suicide by slashing his wrist and jumping out of a hotel window. He was not successful, of course, and was taken to a hospital, where he was arrested after a doctor noticed a tattoo on Speck's arm read, "Born to Raise Hell," like the guy in the newspaper wanted for killing 8 student nurses. Speck was tried and convicted of the murders and sentenced to death. However, in 1972, when the Supreme Court invalidated the death penalty, Speck was resentenced to 400 years in prison. Speck died in prison of a heart attack on December 5th, 1991, 1 day shy of his 50th birthday. Speck never showed any remorse for his murders and took credit for the killings any chance he got. In some 1988 footage recorded in Stateville Corrections Center, and brought to television in around 96 or 97 by one of my favorite true crime voices, Bill Curtis, Speck is featured talking about his crimes. Another inmate asks him if he killed those nurses, and Speck says, "Sure, I did." When asked why, Speck shrugs and says it just wasn't their night. In the same footage, Speck was asked how he felt about himself years after the murders. He responded with, "Like I always felt, had no feeling. If you're asking me if I felt sorry, no." But he also went into detail how it feels to strangle someone. He said, "It's not like TV. It takes over 3 minutes and you have to have a lot of strength." So that's the story of Richard Speck. It's kind of like a nod to my dad, as crazy and creepy as it sounds, but my late father always talked about Richard Speck. He grew up around where my dad's family lived and were from. And that helps explain to you today, like, why I'm currently recording a true crime podcast in my spare room in my house.
That is so creepy. And I completely forgot about that nurse scene on American Horror Story.
Yeah, I know that Murphy does sometimes directly link things to true crime, but that, of course, wasn't exactly the Richard Speck murders, because the murders happened in Chicago and or in Illinois, and this true that American Horror Story is set in L.A. So
it seems like a 70s horror movie.
Yeah, for sure. And that's another reason why I mentioned Speck, kind of, despite how notorious the crime is, he's not, there's never been like a major movie or even a major documentary. So I feel like those crimes have been overlooked. And, those were 8 young women of you know, different ethnicities. And it's just a sad story that their deaths have been, you know, forgotten so easily.
Right. I've never heard anybody talk about this.
All right. To me, it's always been something I've known about, but it's nothing. It's not a case that I never hear mentioned by anybody else. So actually, when I was like writing my notes out for it, I was like, am I wrong in saying that this is a not very well-known case? And then I decided that I don't think I'm wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I have heard of it, but not to the extent that I hear about all the other big ones.
Right. And, you know, I guess it's more of a mass spree killer. And like he didn't have a chance to be a serial killer, or thank God, or I'm sure he would have been. So he doesn't fall into that exact category, but, and that's another reason why I'm interested in this case. It's such a different kind of story. He has the same kind of background, you know. He lost his father, which would, you know, kind of represent an absentee father situation. And, you know, he had a rough childhood, and he got into drugs and alcohol at a young age. So he lived a life, and petty crime. So he lived a life, typical life of a serial killer, but he didn't get, luckily he didn't get a chance. His crimes are more like you said, a 70s horror, 70s or 80s horror movie. It's more like a one shot, like Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers movie, where, you know, they kill several people in one movie, and then, you know, they're done. Until the sequel and 10 sequels.
Luckily, he didn't get sequels.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, he's a terrifying guy. If you haven't seen, and I know you, Ro, you saw that episode of Mindhunter where they interviewed Speck, and they cast the most amazing actor to play him. He did such a great job. He was as creepy as Speck. He played him so well.
Yeah, no, that was good. Like, I missed that show.
Me too. And I heard it might come back. I know we've talked about this already. It might come back. It might not come back.
Yeah.
Richard Speck looks like Harper Devereaux from Days of Our Lives.
Hey, you know, maybe that's why they decided to make Harper Devereaux a serial killer.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, that's true. He kind of does. But yeah, if you look at the pictures of him, he's like totally just looks like a greaser. He's slicked back. And I think 1966, by then, you know, that look was out. So he was kind of living in the past already, it seems. But the actor who played him in Mindhunter was Jack Erdy. Just so good. So good and creepy. And I think in the show, wasn't there a bird mentioned or at least shown? Because I know that he was known as the Birdman, like I said. But now I can't remember. I don't know if I'm making that up because I knew in my mind that he was the Birdman, or if it was actually in the show.
I can't remember either. I will say, you know, his birthday, December 6th, is also my birthday. And before this, the only notorious person who I thought shared my birthday was the mom who in Dora from Bewitched. So, you know, yay me.
Morgan Fairchild fittingly shares my birthday. We used to tell each other happy birthday on Twitter, too.
Oh, really? I share, speaking of American Horror Story, I share a birthday with Kathy Bates.
Well, there you go.
I knew somebody in this group was with Kathy Bates, and I couldn't remember who.
Yes. So thank you for joining us for our first 15-minute Friday. And like I said, we're going to use this space for cases that our listeners suggest, and for high-profile cases like Richard Speck, that we don't think needs, you know, an hour to talk about. We want to get, you know, we just want to refresh you on the case and hopefully bring the attention back to the victims. So yeah, if you have any suggestions on cases, higher profiles or smaller cases that, well, we can get done in 15 minutes, please shoot us a message. You know where to find us now, I think. So talk to you soon.